Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorinsky. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, and we're discussing last night's Perry City Council meeting. So Sven, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
So let's start off with a topic that is a big one at the city right now. That is the McCreary Center. I had John and Becky in here to talk about it not too long ago, but some more was decided with it last night. So talk a little bit about the latest on the McCreary Center project.
You bet. So last night, City Council approved all of the plans and specifications and put that project out to bid. So those bids will be coming back towards the end of this month, and hoping to get some competitive bids in on that and get some good contractors in town to do that project. We split the project up into five parts. So a base bid consisting of a renovation of the theater space and then also updating the gym, as well as four alternates that we may or may not include in the project based on funding that we decide, as well as some fundraising that we're going to be doing here in the next couple of months. So a really exciting time out at the rec center. I think patrons out there and the rest of the community are really going to be proud of what's going to be happening and some changes that are going to be made out there. So lots of exciting things coming to the rec center. All staff is really excited about upgrading that. My favorite part of the project, Joe, removing the carpet from the walls. That is my favorite part of the project.
I don't blame you. So also last night, Dana Peterson with Ethos, no relation, gave a presentation on the upgrades to the McCreary Center. So the council seemed to respond pretty well to that, it seemed.
Yeah, we've kept council very involved throughout the process of the kind of facility study that we did earlier last year. And that led into these plans and this project getting off the ground. So all in all, council's very excited about this project too. And they were all talking about having to add on to the rec center, and I had to kind of, I think they're talking to John a little too much out there. So we'll try and keep John at bay, but trying to keep this project the right thing for the community at the right budget.
All right. Now, kind of along with all of that, another action item related to an Iowa job training application for the workers at the McCreary Center. So talk a little bit about that and what was approved.
Yeah, so we are working with DMAC to do another jobs training program. Previously, we did a leadership training for some of our department heads and upper management within our departments. It went really well. I got really great feedback from staff on that. So excited to do another program. This one focused more on creating a strategic plan for the McCreary Center, kind of where we see it going, how we're going to manage programs, how we're going to manage some of the changing aspects of the spaces within the building, as well as how we get people through the door, just a wide range, looking at it strategically from a budgetary standpoint, a personnel standpoint, as well as operations. So rec center staff, as well as Susie Moorhead, our finance officer, and myself will be in those training programs. And the ultimate outcome of that will be a strategic plan for the rec center. So really looking forward to working through that process with staff. And again, I think we have a really great consultant on board to help us through that process.
Absolutely. Now, the McCreary Center is obviously one of the big projects coming up in 2020, but another one of the big projects coming up is the asphalt overlay project. So talk a little bit about that and what was decided last night regarding that.
So again, last night, City Council approved plans and specifications and put that project out to bid, looking at about a $1.4-ish million project. So that's roads. That also includes roads out in Violet Hill Cemetery, as well as the police station parking lot. So all some other projects we approved last budget year going into this budget year. So all in all, some great projects going on around town, and we're excited to be getting those done.
All right. When are the bids due for that project, and when can you expect to have a contract for it?
So we'll be awarding both the McCreary Center and the overlay projects at the February 18th City Council meeting. And that is a Tuesday meeting moved for that President's Day on Monday.
All right. A couple more things I want to ask you about today, starting with the other big thing happening in 2020, but this is a nationwide thing. So that is the census. So talk about that and how you're involved personally with this initiative.
Sure. So like you said, the decennial census happens every 10 years. So being 2020, we're kicking off a census year. So one of the first things we'll be doing this year is putting together a complete count committee. And what that does is just kind of gets some people in town together from a wide range of organizations, you know, the schools, hospital, some employers, get them together to really brainstorm on how we can best communicate to our community and the people within our community the importance of filling out that census information and getting that back to the Census Bureau. You know, there's a lot of misconceptions out there, but it is a safe thing. It is the best thing you can possibly do for the community because so much of our funding is based on population. So as our population grows, as more people move to town, the more some of our funds increase, one of those being the road use tax. And for us, that's really important, and that's what bases a lot of projects off of. So this overlay project, what is it, about 5 years ago now, the state increased their fuel tax. We specifically took that increase in fuel tax revenue and put that into this overlay program. So every 4 years, we do this larger overlay program, do a large part in the increase in that fuel tax. So really important for us to get as accurate of a count as possible. We want the community to be very involved in that. So look for a lot of communications from us on that.
All right. As far as a timetable for when the census will be gathered, what is that going to look like?
Yep. So you'll start seeing some information in February and March, but official census day is in April. So be on the lookout for that. We'll probably be all over town working with the schools on some parent school nights, really trying to get as much positive information out there as we can.
All right. One last thing that I want to ask you about briefly today is the Bateman Street project. There was an item approved for that involving a RISE grant. So talk a little bit about the latest on that project.
Sure. So this project is reconstruction of four blocks of Bateman from 1st to 4th, as well as portions of 3rd and 4th Street between Bateman and Rawson. So this was just the final agreement with the Iowa DOT on that grant we received. That is a 50% match. We're also in the midst of applying. We have applied for a federal EDA grant to expand that project and do some more streets around that area having to do with the foundry and Weiss Industries expanding. So a really great opportunity to leverage some growth in our industry to reinvigorate some of the infrastructure around those, because they're just kind of built for that residential traffic and that railroad traffic that were a lot smaller vehicles back then. So now that traffic not only has grown in volume, but also in size. So we're going to be upgrading those streets to be able to handle a little bit heavier duty traffic.
All right. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Yep. Sadly, the holidays are over, but that does mean that we have Christmas tree pickup this Wednesday as well as next Wednesday. Be sure to remove all of the decorations from your trees, especially the tinsel. I don't know if many people use tinsel anymore, but remove all of your decorations, place them at the curb on this Wednesday and next Wednesday, along with any other natural greenery you may have, and we'll pick it up and recycle it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all the information and for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.